Very important for predicting on how a patient does after transplant will be what their tumor looks like in their liver when they take it out. So at the time of transplant, their explant will go to pathology. It'll undergo a typical dissection. And there are certain features that put a patient at higher risk. In a properly selected patient for transplant, the risk of cancer coming back should be less than 20%, even 15 to 10% or less. But we're selecting patients based on imaging. And imaging doesn't capture everything as well as pathology. So this patient specifically had a moderately to poorly differentiated tumor, which is a higher risk factor for recurrence. But even more concerning, they had microvascular invasion, which means when the pathologist looked under the microscope, even though there was a fair amount of necrotic tumor from the prior embolization procedures, there was some evidence of tumor invading into the blood vessels. And this is a patient who we know is going to be at higher risk of recurrence versus if they did not have these features. But still, there's nothing to do for them prophylactically. There's no adjuvant treatment after transplant. Even though we know sorafenib improves survival in advanced disease, there's no role in the post-resection setting or in the post-transplant setting. And so this patient was followed, which we typically do for many of our patients post-transplant, every 6 months.
In his clinical write-up, you said that he, quote, got a MELD exception point. So I was curious what that is.
Liver transplants are done and priority is given out based on the MELD score, which stands for the Model for End-Stage Liver Disease. And it's an objective score that's based on bilirubin, creatinine, and INR. Really, creatinine is the significant weighter in that formula. And often, I would say in the United States, depending on where you live, but typically a high MELD score is in the 30s. A normal MELD score is like 7 or 8. And what the challenge is we know that transplant can cure patients with early stage liver cancer. But if a patient does not have significant liver compromise, i.e. their MELD score is low, it'll be very hard to get those patients a transplant because their MELD score is normal. So how are they going to compete with people who have serious cirrhosis, even though we can cure them with transplant? And depending on the region, there's been criteria put in place that allow patients like this who have early stage liver cancer within Milan criteria, which is 1 tumor less than 5 centimeters or 3 tumors less than 3 centimeters. And this patient was downstage to Milan criteria because initially one of their tumors was over 3 centimeters. But for patients within Milan criteria and who stay within Milan criteria while waiting for transplant, their MELD score will gradually elevate. Automatically, every 3 months, they get extra points. And this is a moving target, how many points they get, when they get them. For example, in my region on the West Coast in California, patients whose tumors are within Milan criteria, after being on the transplant list for 6 months, their MELD score will go up to 28. And then as long as they stay within Milan criteria, they will gradually raise their score to a score of 34. And then they're competing for transplant. They can be called, and they do get called for transplant. More and more transplants are done with the pure indication of liver cancer and not necessarily, severe cirrhosis.
That's really fascinating.
Yeah, it's a little complicated and it changes.
Typically, how long does it take to get a transplant done? And for example, right now, how many patients do you have waiting for a transplant?
Personally, I have a large number of patients who I'm actively seeing and managing every few months with the interventional radiologist to keep their tumor controlled, to make sure they stay within criteria, because a certain amount of patients will fall off the list. They'll progress, they'll develop metastases or vascular invasion or too many tumors. And in some way, waiting on the list selects out those patients who have better biology. Patients who can wait for a transplant probably have a little more indolent liver cancer, versus patients who get listed and in 6 months their tumors, flourish, those patients probably wouldn't do well with transplant anyways. But currently in very busy areas, probably along the coast mostly, the waiting list is probably about 1.5 years.
Wow.
Some blood types are a little shorter. Florida, where you are, probably has a little shorter waiting list.